All right, 1380 WPHM. It's Tuesday morning. We always talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. In fact, she was supposed to be in New Zealand right now, but she's back in Michigan. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I want to talk about your trip. I was really looking forward to hearing all about it, but the world has really turned upside down in the last couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, since we have been gone and back, the world has really just changed. I mean, the travel industry has totally changed. So I thought Australia was wonderful, by the way.
Good.
It really was a great trip. Unfortunately, we could not get into New Zealand, and most understandable, we wanted to come home. So
yeah.
We will talk about Australia. But first of all, I just really want to talk about if you had a trip planned, if you need to cancel, don't wait. Just cancel now or rebook.
Mm-hmm.
Every company, every airline has a different rule. So everything is not going to be what you think. It's not going to be, oh, we're just going to get a cash refund. If every company gave back cash, the companies would be bankrupt.
Yeah.
So basically what they're saying is, and please remember, it's not our rules. Like at St. Clair Travel, people are saying, oh, we need our cash back. And I'm like, I understand, but it's not our rule.
Right.
We are the middleman for you, trying to fight to get you your cash back or
exactly.
Vouchers for future travel.
Right. How far in advance should people be thinking about canceling trips? Like, obviously, if I've got a trip planned in the next week or so, I'm not going. Unless it's essential travel, if I'm going to visit a family member or something like that. But if it was a spring break trip or something like that, April's questionable. May, I mean, like, how far out are people canceling at this point?
I would cancel anything for April. Anything from April 1 to April 30, I would cancel. Because right now, we're in lockdown. It's all going to be eventually, I think the whole country is going to see everything slow down. You're not leaving the country because everything has a ban on it.
Yeah.
So if you have anything in April, I would cancel, get that started. If you're booked through us, we've already contacted you probably. And just go from there. But what you're going to get is you're going to get an option. You're going to be told, if you have insurance, you're going to be told something totally different.
Yep.
But this is really the time, and it's just so crazy. Insurance is probably the most important thing we could have had, because insurance is protecting us from all the different rules, because nothing covers you for a virus, the coronavirus. Nothing's covering. So now it's covering because yesterday the hotel decided they were closed. So now you can get a refund. Before last week, you couldn't get a refund for that.
All right.
You could only claim it on your insurance. So every day is a different day. And that's really, we've been working 12-hour days in our office. And if you saw my kitchen right now, because now we can't go into the office, you would think a bomb went off.
Oh, I can only imagine. I mean, my goodness, it's got to be insane.
Yeah, it's a scary, scary thing. And I, if anyone has any questions, you obviously can email me or text me. You can't really call me because I'll be on the phone, because I've been on hold yesterday for 3 hours with American Airlines. So I can't really answer phone calls, but you can text me if you have my number and that. But I guess the most important thing is if you are booked, let's say, for instance, you're going on a river cruise. Obviously, it's been canceled for the month of April.
Yep.
Rebook it for fall or August.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can rebook it if you're able to do that. And I would say go ahead and do that, or cancel, get your refund, and then decide what to do. But a lot of the cruise lines are not giving you cash back. They're giving you a year to almost 2 years to use it. So take your voucher, take your credit, and then just give us a call when you're ready. Even if you booked it directly, give us a call. We can now take care of that for you and help you along the way. But definitely, get your voucher credit or get whatever they're giving you right now for credit and wait and see what's going to happen.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, obviously people aren't traveling right now, but what about somebody that has to travel across country? Maybe they have a family member that's ill or something that's an emergency where they have to go. Are there still planes flying?
As of today, there are still planes flying. We are going to see shortly that there won't be any.
Yeah.
What they're basically doing is, and it's funny, is they're bringing people back from Florida. They're bringing people back, you know, like we came from L.A. I actually self-quarantined for a week when we got back, and I didn't go into work. I self-quarantined because there's situations, I don't know, I was in the L.A. airport. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. To be honest and fair, if you don't have to travel and everything is okay with that person, don't go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the airplanes are nuts. There's, you know, the recirculation system. You're standing in an airport,
right.
You know, on top of each other.
Absolutely.
No one's so 6 feet away from each other in the airport.
Yeah,
you know. So I would basically say is if you have anything planned, get it canceled if it's for April. If it's for May, you're on a waiting game. If you have insurance or really anything, you can cancel up until a couple days prior probably. But I really don't foresee May being a time to go anywhere if it's out of the country.
Yeah.
If it's in the country, maybe. But
And again, just to reiterate what you said about refunds, everybody's doing it differently, so you're not going to get that money back right away. They're going to encourage rebooking, rescheduling, things like that, right?
Exactly. If you don't have the cash back for any reason, you're not going to probably get cash back.
Yeah.
If the airline cancels your flight, yes, you're going to get the cash back. But don't cancel too soon, because if they're still not flying by the time you're going, then they'll give you cash back. But right now for May, they're just going to give you a credit back. So that's what you have to really watch. You have to be patient. You have to stay calm and not cancel right away and say, oh, my God, I got to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. The closer you wait to the departure, the more the rules are going to get better for you.
All right.
If they're not flying.
Well, and you know, because you've been dealing with this day in and day out for the last several days. I guess real quick, Deanne, if anybody's got you know, questions or concerns, what's the best way to reach you at St. Clair Travel?
Give me a text at 810-841-1908 or email me at dann@stclairtravel.net. But really, try to email me. That's going to be really the safest and the best way, and I'll try to answer questions. But basically, if you book directly or booked on your own, just be patient and try to cancel, you know, when they give you the cash back.
All right. Hey, hang in there. Thanks for the update and the information. Have a good week. We'll check in next week at this time and see how things are going then.
Sounds great, Paul. Thanks.
All right.